Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the worth. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, what I'm talking about.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, CG United Insurance, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Thursday, September 1st edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. And listen, all right? First and foremost, I got to get this out of the way. Can't tell you a word of lie. Glad to know everybody's here, first and foremost. All right? And thank you, everybody, for, you know, the tons of birthday wishes. I really appreciate it. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any kind of social media network ever. Y'all did it. Y'all got the message out. And I'm greatly appreciative. You made my day even extra special. So thank you very much. And today, I got to send a very special birthday shout out because, boy, I tell you, these millennials just be listening early on the ride home and stuff from school. But I got to send a big shout out to one of my youngest listeners. I don't know if he was a morning listener and I transferred to the afternoon or just a straight up afternoon listener. But he's celebrating his birthday today, all right? And listen, unfortunately, he's laid up. He's on injured reserve. Yep, he's on the sideline, okay? So I got to send a big birthday shout-out to Zion, all right? Big up to Zion. Happy birthday. Happy sixth birthday, all right? I know you're going to be up and out of that hospital real soon, all right? I'm putting some prayers up for you, but I'm also saying, you know, hurry up, get out of this so I can get my cake. You know what I'm saying, Zion? And I hear you're a big fan of Spider-Man. I happen to know Spidey. Spidey and me are tight. Actually, I know some of the dudes Spidey shoots webs on, but, you know, in between that, it'd be cool because Spidey like jokes. So, yeah, I'm going to put in a word for Spidey Zion. I'm going to make sure he shows up and shows you tons of love on your birthday today. All right, happy sixth birthday. All right, and I hear you're a fan of Cuban Willie, so listen out. I got another shout-out coming for you a little bit later on, all right? But big up to Zion, all right? Big up on your birthday, buddy, and enjoy six because, listen, at seven, it gets rough. You start to figure out what girls are and all kind of stuff like that. Yeah, it's pretty much downhill after that. So enjoy your birthday, Zion. This and many, many more. Hurry up, get out of that hospital. And who knows, as soon as you get out, I may put you on here one day with me and we talk some shop, all right? In the meantime, though, happy birthday. Now, that being said, let's check out your trivia. Because that's how I need you in a good place. Yeah, man, I need you in a good place. I know the work might have you little doldrums. It's Thursday, it's long, traffic on the road, work run, school run. I know. That's what I'm here for. Maintain, sustain, and entertain. That's what I'm going to do for you for the next 2 hours. So this is how you chime in. This is how you get it in. This is how you get it on. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Guardian text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Take us live wherever you want to go. Stream us live, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. We plan for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner L.A. Hardy, featured comedian Judy Baez, and yours truly. All right, funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals, so take advantage of that. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. All right, Tuesday through Sunday. All right, and we're located at the Carl and the Beach Tower in between, right there, over there at the beautiful Atlantis. And all you need is your vax card or your rapid antigen test, and you are good to go for the show. All right, here we go. I don't know if I should make it hard for you all or not. Wow. Wow. All right. Recent survey. Okay? Of 100 Bahamian women between the ages of 20 and 50. Survey revealed that 26% said that they can trace the source of their breakup or their last breakup to this, and it has nothing to do with them. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Think about it now. 26%. All right, so when they trace or think back over their last breakup, it is directly linked to this, and it has nothing to do with them. So obviously it has to do with the other person. Now start thinking, what's wrong with that fella, or what comes along with him that, you know, makes it difficult. All right, there you go. Okay, ready? Remember, 26% answered. It's not a high percent. So if you think our answer is pretty obvious, then it probably is. And therefore, it's probably wrong because it would probably command a higher percentage. Now that I got some of the particulars out of the way, let me check the phone lines. The text lines. No. What you mean? I tell you to hit me off here yesterday if you wanted my age. I was not publicizing it. Because then if all of y'all hit, then all of y'all got to give me something, and I don't know who everybody is. All right? So there's a method to my madness there, Sherlock. All right. So the question's out. Let's slide up into your headliners. What's making headlines in the 242? Who or what is making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Don't forget new arrivals in stock across the board. However, be sure to check them out. On suits, they got a brand new selection of suits and sport jackets in there right now, so be sure to check them out, all right? And like I told you, they got all your needs when it comes to the suits, double-breasted, regular, slim, pinstripe, high fashion, all the accessories to go along with, so be sure to check them out, both locations, flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Fine Threads for the man with good taste. And boy, I tell you, looking at the headlines today, lots was popping out on the papers, man. Lots was jumping out in the dailies. What piqued your eye? Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844. Big national coverage of Dorian, the memorial, 3 years later. Story by Jasper Ward. Dorian's hell lingers 3 years later in today's Guardian. Read on that. Another story, Dorian related, new Dorian homeowner relief program launched. While suggesting the people abused the previous small home repair program, Disaster Reconstruction Authority Chairman DRA Alex Story yesterday announced the launch of a new homeowner's assistance relief program. He said outstanding purchase orders and direct grants from the previous program will no longer be used. When I first took the helm of the DRA, I met every project with foundational issues, which included the small home repair program. this is according to Stork, what he said during a weekly press conference at the OPM. He continued, the program was oversubscribed outside of the parameters of what the then cabinet of the Bahamas set, which created a major funding commitment issue. As a result, the DRA did a deep dive to understand the failure of the program, he said. Storr said it determined that it made sense to launch a new program aimed at specifically closing in homes. What does this mean for the residents? For those that applied and never received assistance, recovery is on the way. For those who were not able to apply for whatever reason, recovery is on the way. We are pleased to announce the launch of the Homeowners and Assistance Relief Program called HARP. How convincing and how convenient that we have Mr. Roscoe Thompson, no stranger to the show, chiming in from Abaco this afternoon. We'll talk with him in short order. All right. He's lined up for the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Also along with him from Abaco joining us on the show. We'll also have Miss Lovely Reckley joining us as well from Abaco. So we'll have a conversation there and see how, you know, it goes this time when we revisit Abaco and see if anything has been caught up. Okay. So that's pretty much what's dominating the headlines today. All right, another big one in The Guardian today, story by Kendia Dames, A Society of Trauma. Report highlights worrying impact of childhood abuse. This is a study completed by Bahamian researcher Kevin Bethel and renowned Bahamian psychiatrist Dr. David Allen. And, you know, Dr. Allen told the National Guard that a traumatized child is a dangerous adult. And I think I hate to say it, he's spot on with that, because I think that's a lot of what we're seeing in society today. A lot of our societal issues occur because of trauma in the child, the varying forms of trauma. All right, that's your headline. That's what's making headlines in the 242. As we slide out of that, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, we will slide into the buzz, was buzzing in the 242. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Don't forget, John has all your back-to-school needs for your kids. Not just the footwear, your book bags, your lunch boxes, your backpacks, your socks. And don't forget for the teachers as well. In addition to all that goodness, they now have small home appliances and cookware as well. So be sure to check out John's both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And the buzz? All right, listen, people. We got to get this together. See, part of getting better is being honest and real and keeping it real. And I'm not going to belabor the whole survey and the PM's favorable rating, but that has been basically buzzing all over social media today. And it's got tongues wagging and heads talking in all the chat groups. And I'll be honest with you. You have to be honest. And feel free to chime in and tell me what you think. And if we agree to disagree, that's fine. But just let me know your two cents, too. Coming out, you know, getting into work and coming out of work and on the school run, my talking heads. But if about 828 people were surveyed, that is a minuscule survey, correct? So that is a minuscule sample size. Now, albeit, the PM did well in that sample size. Thank you very much. Kudos to the PM. But we all agree, it is a minuscule sample size. It is also a survey. And when one looks at a survey or a poll, especially an opinion poll, then we need to find out who is conducting said poll, who paid for said poll, all the parameters and dynamics that go along with that to see the legitimacy, the transparency, and accountability of who's performing said poll. More reason for a Freedom of Information Act with teeth. Sidebar. But nonetheless, that's part of the components that go with it. And I think you all know me well enough by now. If the ratings were poor for the prime minister, I would say the same thing. It is a small sample size. It is a minuscule sample size. You need a broader scope, a broader sample size to conduct something like this. So again, for all y'all beating up your gums in the chat groups, take a reality pill, a reality check. We agree that it was a small sample size, a small part of the populace that was polled or questioned. Furthermore, the results were good in favor of the PM. Okay. Take it for what it is. Keep it moving. Build on it. Don't deny that it was a small sample size of you, the PLP. And don't deny it was good ratings for the PM in this poll of small, in this survey. Even though it was a small sample size, the PM got good ratings. So tip your hat and keep it moving. That's how we get better. Not the finger pointing and arguing over some. It is what it is, people. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, Sparkalicious?
Radio, man, Modacious.
What you got for me?
Yeah, but two things. First of all, let me send a shout out to my second grandson, Shane Radnetta, 22 years old, on the 28th. I finally track him now, and he's in Florida with his mother, and he'll be back to Abaco soon. To work, to continue work on Baker's Bay project. I mean, daddy working.
Oh, okay.
So happy birthday to Shane Radnetta. Another thing, they was talking about preparation. This is the, they say this is September now. This is the peak of the hurricane season coming up. We ain't seen nothing in the Atlantic yet. Other little disturbances would blow away. But we were talking about preparation for the Bahamas. Should something like Dorian hit the Bahamas again, Naughty? Now, we talk about when it hit the other day, it hit some of our outer, what we call family islands, are less populated, less, I wouldn't say most important, but we know that New Providence Island is the center of the Bahamas. It's the center when it comes to our main airport, medical dugout facilities, and most of our business and transactions, whatever else have you. We know that most of the populations try to head to New Providence for a better way of life, more education, and better job facilities. We know also that I don't think, Naughty, and I think you'll say that when you drive around town, the over-the-hill area will be called the ghetto, or where most of the poorer population live, is unprepared. Majority of those people don't have the finances to prepare the house. The cost of lumber constructions, plywood, shingles, all of them has gone sky high to do any kind of repair when people could hardly find money to buy grits and corn beef in the food store now. But now, short, I mean, Naughty, listen to this, we have not even considered. We just talking about the Bahamian people like in Pinewood, red flood when it rained. What we talking about, heavy rain with a hurricane sitting there 250 miles an hour, sitting on New Providence for 2 to 3 days, with rain and wind in Pinewood, prior to the state where I live by Harold Pond, on areas like this, which is underneath the ridge. There's a ridge that runs from the East Providence straight down to the west of New Providence. We have the north side around Bay Street, Shirley Street, and anything on the south side of the ridge and all of them go down south. We have the ridges also where Blue Hill ridges over on the bottom. And then we go down to flat ground again. We know what happened with the flood when we just had a couple bad weather the other day or a little bit of rain. But shorty, I mean, Naughty, before I go, one thing I've never heard anybody say anything about, Naughty, what about the 37 shanty towns?
Yeah.
Those houses, when he would build in the middle of the night with 3 pieces of plywood and some nails. No plumbing, no electricity. I hear there's TV electricity, or people are selling me electricity for homes in the area running drop cord. What happened to those, when they say 100,000 illegal people were down in them 37 shanty town, mostly on the southern end of the island? What's going to happen to them? Where are they going to go? To what shelter if a hurricane hit that, like it hit the mud in Abaco? We got 37 shanty town in a little small island, 21 by 7.
Well, we can hear from Roscoe Thompson in a second. We got to get to the break now so we can get to him. But he's live from Abaco today. They're doing the whole Dorian Memorial. So we can hear from him on exactly how that's going to happen because they still have no hurricane shelter.
Just remember, 37 shanty town in New Providence, okay?
No, hey, but Sparky, 37? You miscount. Another one just sprung up. You mean 38. All right. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
A godly day to this dark and along with you, Naughty.
What's going on, Bremen? How are you, my brother?
I'm all in, thank God. But you know something? The thing is, this nasty system what this government has, whereby people could come from anywhere and squat on people's property, and you get a lawyer to deal with it. The lawyer go in the house and leave you to fend for yourself. But if you go and do something to get rid of them, the government will lock you up. That's indecent. You see?
Raymond, and you and Sparky kind of sharing the same sentiment. You're both on the same kind of thing. So, I mean, my question to you would be, what's your solution? Because now that's what we got to talk about. We got to start putting the solutions out there, hoping they'll hear some of these positive solutions out there and maybe take heed a little bit. Because
well,
we can't keep going in the same circle over and over and over.
Well, this is the solution is to get those nasty government out of the House of Assembly and put some decent people in there who want to do right for people on the country.
But, I mean, don't you think that's we got to change that cycle too, Braven, because we've been seeing the same vicious cycle and circle, you know, over and over again there too?
Yeah, the thing is, all of them are the same. So you got need to put some new people in there.
So now, would you think we got to go to square one, grounds of political culture, number one, political mindset, moving forward, who we're going to, when, what we're going to look for in candidates and hold them accountable?
We got
rather
to.
Than fall weak to the usual campaign trail, mumbo jumbo.
For real.
If we could do it, I'd love to see it happen. I think
well,
we'd be better for it as a country,
is,
but do you really think we could pull it off?
We could pull it off, but see, the people in the Bahamas, they don't like to stand up. They don't like to wear pants or wear dress. You know what I'm saying?
Along with that new territory comes along with you got to be able to call right, right, give right where right is, and call wrong where wrong is, and know the difference in between.
Not only that, Naughty. Those politicians do a bunch of foolishness. That's a bunch of foolishness to say. And when it's time for their meeting or campaigning, they go on those chase pulpit and those pastors and stuff, uphold their filthiness, uphold a bunch of stupid monologue, and you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And think nothing about the poor people in which those politicians are doing wrong.
And that's what I'm getting a general consensus, like from Gardner, from yourself, from Sparky, and from others, you know, that there is a general consensus of the downtrodden and the poor portion of our society is being completely overlooked, lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, and the thing is, what governments are doing, holding them hostage by giving them a little $210 or $220 per week. And, you know, that's the majority of poor people was getting that. See, some of them have telephone bill, water bill, got to pay rent, got to buy food, and has children. We need somebody in the House of Assembly who can sink.
There you go.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, Braven, be safe. Well, the next time you all vote, make sure you all think. Let's take it to the break right now. That's a wrap right there on the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And as we get out of the buzz, we'll take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll check out the moon sheeting of the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Then we get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Roscoe Thompson will be joining me. All right. In addition to that, we'll have some other guests from Freeport as well. Ms. Lovely Rackley will also be joining us. We'll have a good conversation on the flip side of the break right here on the September 1st, Thursday edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this. We'll be live from Abaco coming up.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always-growing, amazing, and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in-store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of Butter Rotons and Sweet Cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our Cake Batter Signature Latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, the Thursday, September 1st edition continues right now. And let me slide through the global warming. We're seeing on the planet in 60 seconds, and that's all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, man, all right, the drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight. All of them, Monday through Sunday, all your favorite KFC locations, the drive-thrus are open until midnight. All right, so you got until midnight to get your finger licking on. That's always a good thing. Last call for KFC, last call for finger licking is midnight, all right? And don't forget those chicken sandwiches as well. Yo, off the chain, all right? You can get the Kentucky Deluxe if you like the little spiciness, all right? Or if you like the original recipe burger, if you're original like me, you might want to go that way. All right, enjoy it, man. The extra large 100% white meat filet for 100% flavor. For a limited time, enjoy one of the KFC signature sandwiches with fries for only $7. That's how it's done, and it's finger-licking good, only at KFC Nassau. All right, let's look at the warming real quick, and then we'll go down to Abaco. And real quick today, where do we start? Yeah, because, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio and Camilla Maroney have reportedly broken up after more than 4 years together. All you ladies can now rejoice, have a good time, pull to the side of the road, have a moment, bite your lower lip. DiCaprio's back on the market. It still could happen for you, girls. All right, I'm happy for you. All right, more concerns over the Queen's health. Now she won't return to London to appoint the new British Prime Minister for the first time in her reign. Dolly Parton is launching a new pet apparel and accessories line. It's called Doggy Parton. Anywho, with a portion of proceeds going to support animal rescues, Willoughby Farms. Daniel Stern joins Apple's For All Mankind series in season 4. Ben Kingsley is returning as Trevor Slattery in Marvel's Wonder Man series. And Goldman Sachs is warning that inflation in the UK could hit as high as 22% next year. Wow. And finally, the ashes of the late Star Trek actor Michelle Nick based on a Vulcan Centaur rocket by United Launch Alliance later this year. Cool Trivia said she wanted to leave Star Trek after the first season in 1967 to pursue a Broadway career, but decided to stay after Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. told her about the impact of her non-stereotypical role on Black Americans. And I heard she was having a little fling with William Shatner. So, with that being said, I digress. R.I.P. Uhura. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite shows. Can't lie. Can't tell you where to lie. And that's a wrap right there on your Global Woman. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And now we can head on down to Abaco. Trying to pick up the conversation with my good friend, no stranger to the show. And we ain't gonna call no numbers and we ain't gonna call no age. But by God, happy birthday, brother. Roscoe Thompson checking in from Abaco. How are you, man? You are now the birthday boy. I'm handing the scepter from me to you.
Yeah.
So enjoy the birthday.
Happy birthday. I know your birthday was yesterday.
And yours is today, and we can leave it just like that. Many more to you and many more to me, and I'll see you at Abaco at some point, and we'll have a cocktail. But nonetheless, I know it's a little sober and somber anniversary, 3 years. But I'm glad we managed to get you on your birthday, and I appreciate that. But please tell me what it's like on the ground down there in Abaco today. Because I see a lot of pomp and circumstance, and I see a big concert, and I want to talk to you guys about that. But at the end of the day, now I see some finger pointing coming up, and we'll see what had happened, and we still don't have a hurricane shelter. And, I mean, why now all of a sudden? Is it finally that the pennies dropped and people realize that Abaco needs this attention? Or is it another photo op? What's going on down there?
I would love Miss Lovely to also unmute so when she could comment after I do.
No problem. You know,
I think right now, as I said just a minute ago, that let me just call a spade. Mouth can say anything, but until I start seeing action, you know, everybody was over here today. The cabinet, you know, the prime minister, all of them, you know, for the memorial. And I respect that. And that, in regards to what's going to happen, Noi, we'll have to wait and see in the next couple of months, because there's been a lot of promises made in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, still people are struggling. Now, I will say this. Mr. Storr did say that they are starting this week to do assessments and for the DRA. That's really as far as I can comment on that. But today was a bittersweet day, a somber day, you know, in regards to the remembrance of the their lives during Dorian. And I will let Miss Reckley chime in regards to taking that a little more. I'll mute myself.
All right, no problem. Miss Reckley, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Thank you. It's great being on the show.
All right, now please let us know what it's like on the ground 3 years later and today with another memorial, because we all lost somebody who we knew in one way, shape, or form in Dorian. And a lot of Abaconians, you know, We here in New Providence lost family and friends in Abaco, so we feel the pain. But what was it like 3 years later again? Where's Abaco in your opinion, and where are we at as far as morale goes in regard to Dorian?
Looking at it right now, you know, it's like when you have a wound and you put a Band-Aid on it, you take the Band-Aid off. The top looked pretty good, but deep inside, it is still there. It's terrible. And that's where we are right now. Yes, Abaco has made great strides, Abaconians. We came a mighty long way. God has really been good to us. But in terms of any of the government, no. There's really nothing done to Davis. To me, I don't know. My thing is, before they came down to do this, they should have already started some work helping the people. Because what you did today, it's not really helping the people. Because, and one of the things they did, I told them, was a slap in the face to the Abaconians. We have the councilmen. We have administrators. We have tourism, these people who plan events. my thing that bothered me, they plan an event without including Abaco in it. So they came down to do what they had to do. It was nothing to do with the Abaconians.
So nobody on the ground in Abaco, or no committee was formed to assist or to offer suggestions or input. It was cut and dry, already done, planned out. This is what we're doing?
It was planned out. When we knew anything about it.
I just want to make sure I'm understanding correctly, you know, what you're saying, that there was no involvement with Abaconians in putting on this memorial.
No, only at the last minute when the Abaconians lashed back at them, then they decided, you know, we have to do this and we have to do that. But planning the event, it was planned, it was announced, and that's how we knew about it.
So there's still, it seems to me there's still a major disconnect between Abaco and the current administration and in the prior administration, who's now the opposition.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why is it that we're still stuck in this mode when I hear it from people on the ground? But if I hear press releases or press reports, homes are going up in Abaco, we've done this. No, I mean, I need to know that you guys are getting the red tape out of the way and letting you guys get back to doing what you all know how to do, being hard, industrious people and getting on with your eyes, because I think that's all what you really want to do. And get Abaco back up and running.
There's so much red tape. It was so much to go through. And also, I know some people got fed up, some people got tired, because the thing they put in place for Abaco, it was never for the Abaconians. Never.
So
Abaco didn't get an assistant. It was supposed to get everybody else except the Abaconians.
So is it safe to say at this stage of the game, getting another opinion, not Roscoe's, who's been very diligent, reporting along with and bringing on other guests along the way, but always, you know, great to hear another talking head. In your opinion now, I mean, is Abaco completely disenfranchised with both the FNM and the PLP parties as far as recovery, reconstruction, and getting back going on where they need to be?
So far, yes. I heard a lot of promises. But you see, you can't live on promises. In fact, the old people say a promise is a comfort your fool.
Presentation in Abaco. What about the MPs? Are they visible? Are they on the ground? Are they accessible?
No, they're underground, but you don't see them. Wow. And it's really like no one is speaking out for Abaco. You can't hear anyone crying on Abaco behalf. Now, I hope it changed. I hope they understand. We put you there to speak on Abaco behalf. Abaco needs somebody to speak for them. The former government, they didn't give a hoot about Abaco. They didn't care about what we've been through. They didn't care about our situation. They didn't care about the people were left in the elements. And they didn't care about that. They left them to die in the elements, as far as I'm concerned.
And now, fast forward the tape.
Fast forward to the day, it's the same thing, because they have a situation where they're putting the people out of the domes. I understand the domes was not, they were only temporary. I understand that. I understand that the domes was there for, you know, just a period. But my thing is, there are people living in the domes who do not have anywhere to go, but they don't matter to them. They're saying, get out of the dome. So what's the difference?
So now...
The other one left us in the elements. Now you're throwing us out in the elements.
So at the end of the day, those folks that were in the domes are no better off than they were right after Dorian. It's still like Dorian all over to them again, because now you're out of the domes.
See, that's what they don't understand. This is the anniversary. Before the anniversary, you throw the people out again. So you know what you're doing to them? It's double whammy, because after Hurricane Dorian, I was out in the element. Now, okay, this is the anniversary.
Now,
3 years passed, I'm still in the same situation.
Ms. Reckley, let me ask you this. Are those folks that are coming out of the domes, are they in any position, if the red tape were lifted, to rebuild on their own and get back to their own properties and get going if the red tape were out of the way? Or are they just some folks that are just completely displaced now after Dorian?
These are some people who just completely displaced. Because understand now, there were persons who were actually renting. There are persons who lost their homes, and some of them did not have insurance. People are not saying, I want to be in this place. I'm here because I actually have nowhere to go.
All right. So we're going to pick up the conversation on the flip side of the news. I want you guys to hang on for me. We'll take a quick break. We'll get to the news. And right after the news, we'll wrap it up with you guys. You know, from Abaco, Roscoe, I appreciate you chiming in. Miss Reckley, I appreciate you chiming in. And I have a few more questions for you, and we'll wrap it up on the flip side of the break right after the news. Keep it right where you got it. The Thursday, September 1st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry Dragon Fruit, Peach Passion Fruit, and the new Mango Pineapple. Sip an ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slot tips, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
What is that?
Yep. It's Glenn down the street again.
Why is the house shaking?
We're like the neighbor who doesn't throw a huge party every night. Say hello to CG United. We combine great service with over a decade of A financial ratings. Like that.
What makes KFC sandwich experts? Every bite. All the experience, not taking shortcuts, doing everything the right way, all combined in a sandwich so that the first bite of a KFC chicken sandwich will never be the last. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich features a triple breaded 100% white meat chicken breast, premium mayo, pickles, lettuce, tomato, and cheese on a buttery brioche bun. All our chicken expertise in a sandwich. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich, only at KFC Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, CG United Insurance, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the September 1st edition, the Thursday, September 1st edition continues right now. Let's go back to Abaco real quick, wrap things up, and right after the first break, we'll flip the script, we'll get into sports, and we'll talk sports with Pearly. He'll be chiming in for about 5:15. We'll join Pearly, all right? He'll join us. But real quick, let me just wrap up with Miss Reckley. What's the biggest thing, in your opinion, that Abaco needs? In a nutshell, what's the solution? What are some of the things that you desperately need to get y'all back in the game?
Abaco need housing. The people still need to get back in their homes. That's one of the most important things, now, to have a home to go to.
I hear, you know, Mr. Storm making his comments, and I think he's done his due diligence as far as investigating what's really going on and what's happening. Now they say they have a new home program. Are you confident in this new program from what you've been hearing?
I haven't seen or heard anything about it, what they're doing yet. If it's anything like they did after Hurricane Dorian, it would be a waste of time and energy. Because what they did in Dorian, I told them from the break, it didn't make no sense.
So basically, Abaco onions just need the red tape out of the way and you will fix your own problems.
Yes. And give us what, you know, there was so much that was donated for Abaco. Government didn't have to do anything. You know, people don't understand this. It was not the government money. It did not belong to the government. It was money, building materials, people in Abaco. but they refuse to give it to the people in Albuquerque.
And where is that material now? Is it still there? Is it still in storage, or where does it end up?
You know, some of the domes, you saw some of the domes in storage. But that building material, no, there's a long story behind that one.
All right, that's for another episode.
Yes.
All right, but I want to thank you for chiming in, and especially on such a somber day like today. But always remember, you have a platform here with this show, and Abaco has a voice, okay? So please always consider
thank
that.
You. Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
All right, Ms.
Naughty.
Ms. Reckley, and nice talking to you. Don't be a stranger. Roscoe, what
she
you got for
me? She is a member of the Marsh Harbor Spring City Township. And I invited her on because she is a big activist here in Abaco. She also does a lot of school funding for feeding the underprivileged school kids.
So making everybody sure everybody got a hot meal. I like that.
Yeah, she's a good person. And I wanted people to hear rather than just keep on hearing.
I want you to keep bringing on people just like Miss Rackley, and I want to hear from everybody in Abaco, as many as we can. And like I said, we're doing our best to get down there too, so we could see it live on the ground and do shows from down there too, because it's important.
Now, I spoke to Mr. Storr today, and I will elaborate a little. I will say this. He did say that they are getting ready to kick off, and they're doing some investigation into the homes and reassessing. And he did say that people that do need help or still do need help, do not hesitate to go into the DRA office and fill out and request. So I want to make that clear, because he did state that to me today, speaking to him. And that impressed me, you know, a little bit. But as I said before, and as I will continue to say, Miss Reckley said it very well, a promise is a comfort to a fool. Mouth can say anything. Actions speak louder than words.
Well, and I think Abaco needs some action. So, let me see. Today is the 1st. And happy birthday again, brother. Enjoy this and many, many more. How about the 15th? Middle of the month. You available?
The 15th sounds good. The 15th sounds good. If
Thursday the 15th.
If things work out, maybe the, and I'll say it on the air, maybe the end of the month, beginning of October, we'll have Garden Radio over here to do some shows.
We need to get down there as well, man. So we're looking forward to that. We'll do our best to make it happen.
I will talk to you offline about that.
All right.
I got some good news today.
All right, solid. Well, I'll be in touch as soon as I get off here, but I want to thank you for chiming in as always. And like I said, I'll see you on the 15th, okay? Line up whoever you need to bring from Abaco, and we know we got the extra mic for them, and we'll hear their story as well.
Yeah, Naughty, I just, you know, the Prime Minister got up on stage, and even though it's a memorial in remembrance of the victims, I just hope that they follow through, because, you know, there's a lot of people still here living in tents, living in vehicles, living in homes with have electrical, you know, don't have the insides finished. There's a lot of people struggling. Remove the bureaucratic red tape, allow the people to rebuild, and then let Abaco become your driving force that it once was before.
Couldn't have said it any better myself, man. I will see you on the 15th. Go enjoy the rest of your birthday. Regards to you and the family, and give my thoughts and let Abaco know we're still keeping them in our thoughts and our prayers, and we're doing the best we can to get them back up and running.
Happy birthday, you 51-year-old.
Yeah, you're a crazy fool. You crazy. You can't get my age right ever. Amen. Well, you way off. You a couple hours behind me, but not a couple years. Jeez. Let's go to the break.
Well, I'm 51 today, so.
You 51 today.
Yeah.
I 47 again.
Yeah.
I going
right.
backwards.
Okay.
I going backwards. I digress it. I can't count. I'm like the member. I'm like the member from my gal, you know. 49, 50, 50.
You have a wonderful day, buddy. You and too. I hope you had a good birthday.
I did, man. You be safe. I'll take care.
God bless.
All right, you too, man. So we'll get into the break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is the Thursday edition, September 1st edition, the Thursday edition. All right, we're taking a quick break, and on the flip side of the break, out of the break, you know what it is. Earl the Pearl will be in the building. We are talking sports right after the break on Talking Heads, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Opa's bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK NASA, where taste is king.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Thursday edition, the Thursday, September 1st edition continues right now. Put up the script, I'll be talking sports. I'm sure Earl the Pro will be chiming in short order. I know he should be here shortly. But
Is this short enough for you?
Hey, you should ask her that. Don't ask me that. I'm here all year. Try the conch.
Oh, my God.
You walked right into it, bro. What do you expect? Come on, man. It's Thursday. My birthday was yesterday. I'm trying to get it together. Thank you for the Jacques Daniels, too, by the way. I appreciate it. Delivered, too. Ran to it, came to the door. I was like, who is that? You don't know me, but Purdy Sanders. I was like, thank you. Now leave. Appreciate you. Appreciate the 40 ounce, Purdy. Thank you so much. But listen, today is September 1st. Obviously, you know, it's today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. We still offer our condolences to the Picramino's family and the whole staff down there at Naughty Johnny's. Still a great place to go, though. All right? Monday through Saturday. I mean, great for lunch and dinner. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then don't forget the happy hours, Wednesday and Friday. So tomorrow night, big happy hour, 5 to 7. Be sure to check it out on the way home. All right? And check them out. Give them a call, 377-7776. See what they got lined up for you. But on today, in this day, September 1st, 2022 is the date. And on this day in 1906, Jack Coombs of the American League's Philadelphia Athletics pitched 24 innings against the Boston Red Sox.
Wow.
Didn't say he had a decision or not, but he pitched 24 straight against them. 1971, Danny Murtaugh of the Pittsburgh Pirates gave his lineup card to the umpire with the names of 9 black baseball players on it. This was the first for a Major League Baseball game ever in 1971. Now I'm thinking, I could have named at least 3 of them on that team, 4 of them on that team. Stargell at first, Dave Parker in right field, Bill Matlock in third base.
No. Roberto Clemente in right field.
No. In 71, was Clemente still alive, or did he pass away yet?
I think he died. I thought, didn't he die in 71?
Let me see when Clemente died, because then if Clemente died, then yeah, most certainly you'd have to say. That's an interesting tidbit. You know that Danny Murtaugh lineup? That is something special, man. That's the kind of stuff I like to see on like today in sports history. That's the little nuggets that hide away, you know? Yep. Look at this.
Rennie Stennett.
Right.
It was Rennie Stennett in third base.
Uh-huh. You found it?
Gene Kleins in center field, Roberto Clemente in right field.
Willie Stargell in left field, Manny Sanguin in catching, Dave Cash in third.
Dave Cash was the third. Al Oliver.
Al Oliver. You remember Al Oliver from the Expos? He went on to the Expos.
Yeah.
And the Texas Rangers.
Jackie Henderson was the shortstop.
Jackie Hernandez was the shortstop.
Hernandez. Yeah, Hernandez.
And you know what jumps out of this? No Bill Matlock on this. Matlock came later.
I think he came later, yeah.
Young.
And Doc Ellis was the pitcher.
Yeah, and there was no Coburn, no Dave Parker either.
Not yet. And I would have thought Dave Parker would have been on that lineup.
Me too, because Parker, I thought, came in 71. He might have come in a little bit later.
I guess he came. So he didn't play with Roberto.
But boy, let me tell you, that's a lineup right there too, though, bro. Look at that. And Doc Ellis was the pitcher.
Yeah, that was a good lineup. Particularly when you go from one to five, that was hard. They hot out.
Rennie Stennett played a wicked second base later on in his career for the Giants, too.
Yes, he did.
Clemente tragically passed away in the plane crash.
And
but check this out. Willie Stargell, Manny Sanguin, Doc Ellis, I think, stuck around for that 79 championship team. They were still around. Al Oliver moved on.
The team had 14 whites, 6 African Americans, and 7 Latinos.
Come on now. You know they were being generous with the Latino portion there.
The manager, when it comes to making out the lineup, I'm colorblind and my athletes know that.
Well, see, that's why they were successful. But I digress. I'm glad we took a little sidebar to check that out. And that happened all the way in 71. And if you want to Google it, you can just Google Danny Murtaugh, all black lineup, Major League Baseball. And it'll pop right up.
What I did was I Googled 1971 Pittsburgh Pirates black lineup and it'll pop right up.
All right. Well, however you want to do it, my way, pearly way, it all works out. But yeah, go read it for yourself and get caught up. 1982, J.R. Richard James Rodney Richard returned to Major League Baseball after a 2-year absence following a near fatal stroke.
That cut him down.
Listen here, man. He was never the same after that. But let me tell you, he was off the chain before.
I know what you mean. Go ahead.
1998, Mark McGwire of the St. Louis Cardinals hit his 56 and 57 home runs to set a new National League record. He would eventually reach a total of 70 for the season on September 27th. Asterix. Hey, something's playing in the background.
I know, I just wanted to say that.
Mr. Producer, you got something bleeding through. I don't know if it's a sports report or a voicemail. I don't know.
No, sorry. No, that's me. Sorry about that. I'm watching the Dodgers.
You know what? You're that guy.
1999. Is it off now? You can't hear it now, right?
No,
you
it's
don't hear
done.
It anymore, right?
Yeah, watch it in mute. Watch it in subtitles. 22 of Major League Baseball's 68 permanent umpires were replaced in 1999 on this day. The problem arose from their union's failed attempt to force an early start to negotiations for a new labor contract. And finally, in 2004 in Colorado, the sexual assault charge against Kobe Bryant was dropped after the victim decided not to participate. It's kind of good we ended on that one. To remind people.
Yeah, but that got terrible. Anyway, let's move right along.
Quarter of the day, before you can win a game, you have to not lose it. Chuck Noll, former Pittsburgh Steelers head coach and multiple Super Bowl winner, who we lost late last year, toward the end of the year. But that's a wrap on Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Last thing you read about Kobe just now?
Yeah, the charges were dropped, but I expected a bronsexual such as yourself to instantaneously jump in on that.
No, I missed it. I just turned up the volume on the radio and I missed it.
In 2004, on this day, the sexual assault charges against one Kobe Bean Bryant were dropped as the accuser did not wish to participate.
Okay, All right.
Hit a pothole, you brunsexual. Have a great afternoon. Hey, mark that phone number down there, Mr. Producer, okay? We got to screen that one right there. That's one of them brunsexuals. Did you have Fasty chimed in on that, Earl the Pearl?
I saw that. I saw that.
Boy, yeah. The hate is real. You saw that with one eye because you saw Basit with another eye. Okay, solid. Great.
Yep. I'm sorry, man. That's a wrap
on Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Right now, let's get up into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about that King's Feast, and it's all about that zesty Greek Whopper. And people, let me tell you, that King's Feast is off the chain. The zesty Greek Whopper going on for you with the tzatziki sauce, the feta, and the Greek spices. You get the small fries, the small fountain drink, the three-piece mozzarella sticks, strawberry cream cheese turnover, all of that goodness. $13, that included, waiting on you. Your way right away, available in flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. All right, go grab you some today at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. At the home court there, Pearly.
What's been happening? Tell me. Help me out.
I'm trying to get up the pages right now. News and views of Madison's 1844 of the Nassau Guardian. And I got to see what Sheldon and Simba got going on in the sports department today for us. Long road ahead for Turner. Injury off the softball field. Hate to see that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And
part of the game, though.
A story by Sheldon Longley. Shortstop successfully undergoes surgery, prepared for rehab and recovery. And Kendia Turner had no idea her first full season in the league would end in a hurt and misery, but her spirits remain high. The 20-year-old former junior and senior national team player suffered a dislocated ankle and fractured fibula. Ouch!
Ow, that hurt.
And guess what? Softball will do it to you sometimes. I have another good friend who suffered one of them playing softball. His recovery has been remarkable, but nonetheless, you know, those are graphic, horrific injuries. So hats off to her.
I know.
Keep the spirits up, prayers, and look to see her back on the diamond real soon. We also have the Bahamas wraps up second day of competition in Peru, story by Simba French. Motivated from a semifinal appearance from Renishka Gibbs on day one of the FINA International Swimming Federation World Junior Championships, Team Bahamas returned to action yesterday, looking to build off that performance at the Videna Aquatic Center in Lima, Peru. Kiana Moss, Nigel Forbes, and Errol Thompson the third. That's Errol Thompson the third.
That's an E-R.
That's right. That's making sure. Swam two races each while Marvin Johnson and Gibbs swam one race each. Moss, best finisher of the morning, came in the girls' 200 meter butterfly. The 17-year-old placed 22nd overall in that event when she clocked 2:35.64 in the second heat. She swam splits of 31.62, 38.27, 42.59, and 43.16 heading into the final. But the fastest times was the Italian Paola Borrelli, who swam a 2:14.29. All right, so Forbes was brilliant in the boys' 100-meter place in 23rd overall. Johnson was 36th. So again, you know, in overall events, you know, getting there, getting the experience, still got a ways to go to get to the medal rounds.
They swimming against kids who are Olympians, trust me. The Americans and the Russians and the Europeans, them 16, 17-year-old kids, Olympians, and our kids are just developing into that. So I'm proud of them. They did their personal times and got some good swims, and I'm very proud of them.
And finally, the boys' under-17 national soccer team kicked off the 2022 CONCACAF under-17 championship qualifiers with a 2-1 victory over St. Martin at the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. So congratulations to Team Bahamas on that.
We got some good young talented soccer players, and you know, we got some good programs over there. I know Jared Hayes runs a great one, so I'm hats off to those young kids.
Indeed, well said there. You covered all the bases on that one. That is true. Jared does run a great program, among others out there, but yeah, definitely. We want to congratulate those kids because I think that's some of the under 17. We got, you know, we got the cabinet stocked now for under 22 and beyond. All right, let's slide out of the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, and get up into who's in and who's out Earl's favorite segment. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. It's 5:30 p.m. And, of course, if you're in the Mackey and Rosetta Street area, let Tropical Gyros do the cooking for you today. Check them out on the original Bahamian gyros like jerk chicken, cracked lobster, cracked conch, barbecue salmon, grilled veggies, or the famous jerk chicken salad. All right?
So
be sure to check them out on that.
You know who's in? You know who's in tonight? Today?
Who's in tonight?
Kershaw!
Oh, God.
He's in.
Get it out of the way.
He's in. We're in the bottom of the fourth, and then he's leading 2-1. Had a couple of K's in there, made 3-4 strikeouts.
He let up a run though.
He had a rough thing. He didn't even do any rehab, so he had a run, and he actually walked in the run. He didn't give up. He walked in the run.
Wow.
But he settled down, and then in the second inning he struck out two, in the third inning he struck out two. So he gave me five good innings. He happy.
Yeah, that's
both rested now.
And the Mets are no pushover, so, you know, it's to be expected.
Oh, no, they're the second-best team, and they're the second-best team in the National League. He got another strikeout.
Bottom of the fourth right now.
And he's only thrown 56 pitches, so he's been pretty efficient.
Couple of other games going on, too. You got the White Sox over the Royals, 7-1, and the top of the ninth. The A's and the Nationals are tied up 1-1 in the fifth. Still no Lucius Fox sighting. I don't know what's going on with that man. That makes no sense to me. They're 44-86, Bernie. Why don't they play this kid?
I don't understand it.
They're horrible.
Maybe he's hurt. Is he hurt? Is he playing? I haven't caught up with his stats recently. Has he been?
Even at this stage of the game, you.
I mean, has he been playing in the minors?
Nope. They got Vargas at shortstop. Garcia at second.
My question is, they don't do the call-ups. Are they doing the call-up? I don't think they're doing the call-up September like they normally do. I think they changed that rule.
I'm saying he should have been up on this roster anyway.
They bring up four or five players in the month of September.
Right.
I don't think that rule changed. I got to follow up on that.
Because at the end of the day, you're 44-86. If he's one of your top prospects, shouldn't he be playing?
I would think so.
I mean, come on.
Unless, like I say, I got to find out unless he's hurt.
No idea.
I got to call Jeff and ask Jeff and find that out. Jeff would know.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Let's see. Because right now, I'm trying to just see anything they got saying. Yeah, I mean, nothing for the. Where is he playing right now?
That's what I'm saying. He may be. I mean, but minor league season finished now, right? Or is it still going on?
No.
I just thought they finished the end of August. I thought the minor league season finished the end of August into September.
That's it.
The playoffs now. Man, he naughty, naughty. You should have seen this back foot slider Kershaw threw. That's not the strikeout. This guy.
He threw it off the back foot?
Back foot. Beautiful back foot slider. Oh, man. Well, if there's any indication of what's coming, I'm good.
Well, we'll see. All right. But like I said, no Lucius there, man. That bothers me. That irks me, man.
Yeah, that bothers me, too. Yeah.
Give him an opportunity.
I think.
Even if he stinks up the joint, give him that chance.
He may be hurt, so that's. I'm going to go with hoping. I'm not hoping, but you know, I'm going that he's not there because maybe it's
I just got an update. He's nursing a back injury.
See, okay, then that makes
sense. If he's got a back injury, then okay, that's a totally different perspective.
Okay, I get
that.
Thank you for that update,
Coach Simmons. Coach Simmons always get me straight, man. He know exactly where Lucius and Jazz are.
Oh, yeah. I thought of it.
So, you know.
Simmons is Mr. Baseball of the Bahamas.
That's like Master Splinter all time.
Yes. Are you comparing Simmons to Master Splinter?
Yes, but I'm not calling him a rat. If that's what you're trying
to refer. Yeah, give it out. Just making sure. You know, just making
like,
sure.
Like wise leader.
I love to defend my friend.
Listen, I made the reference, so there was no insult. There was the wise, intelligent, intellectual one, the guidance.
I'm glad Obi-Wan Kenobi. That reference before I was able I'm glad you made that reference before I jumped to any conclusions.
If not, if I want to go like
what you look at in this country as what you call a good, decent father, husband,
a role model. That's what you call him. Role
model. He's a role model. He's a role model. We need more of him. We need more of him in this country.
All right. And don't get between me and the big coach, okay?
No. I ain't get that. I understand.
I am the Zimmer to his Tory, buddy. Just remember that.
That would probably be
who's that dude with the funny...
Come on, Coach. You're Peter in Dubai.
All right. How about this one? That would probably be like Ray Amalfitano.
Okay. I live with that.
You like that one? Ray Amalfitano. You think I didn't know about the Amalfitano name in the Dodger history law books, buddy? Come on.
I like that.
Ray Amalfitano. Or I could have gone Mickey Moto on you, too. Or Manny Moto. Manny Moto. I got to go on Manny Moto on you.
Manny. One of the best pinch hitters in baseball and one of the best voice base coaches for the Dodgers.
Biggest heads ever in baseball, too. It was rotund. It looked
Sputnik. That's why he couldn't miss.
Bowling ball head.
I think at one point he had the record for major league pinch hits.
Or getting hit by
a pitch.
I
think he did.
Just put his head in the bench.
Coming off the bench and getting a hit. I think he had it at the time, but I mean, that's years ago.
Well, he was getting off the bench. At least he was like getting ahead in life. Anyway, I digress.
That's two for the day.
Yeah, it's a Manny Moto day. That's what I'm saying. Manny Moto, man. Oh, God. But listen.
Pretty sure that's got a 1, 2, 3 in it, so we're good.
You're becoming that guy.
Yes, I am.
Dodgers need to lose a couple. They need to humble you.
Right now, the Dodgers is my one bright spot right now. That's my one bright spot. So I have to ride that.
The Dodgers need to humble you. Well, listen. I hear Donovan Mitchell was traded today.
Oh, really? To where?
To the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's
shocking. Yeah, that's what I mean. Donovan Mitchell gone to the Cavaliers. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get on the break. I'll let him chime in after the break on the Donovan Mitchell trade. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Yankees Greg.
Hey, what's going on, Big Yankee?
Yeah, when you're talking about pinch hit, the best all-time is Rusty Staub.
Rusty Staub was up there for sure.
He's one of the best. If you check the record, we'll prove that.
What about Don Baylor?
Baylor's definitely there, but boy, Rusty Staub was something else. I mean, he was just awesome.
Rusty, naughty.
Yeah.
I used every other summer.
One of the places I always admire. Anytime it comes to pinch hit and Rusty Staub come to the plate, it's almost certain that they can beat some delivery. If he don't bring the run home, he's got to advance the runner in a position to score. So he was just that awesome.
Yeah, I remember Rusty Staub. He was a legend, man. What you got to say on that, Earl?
Shea Stadium legend.
Yeah, well, he got one thing when I call, look it up.
How we know you ain't looking it up?
You looking up? You're supposed to look it up before you call. I expect you to look it up before you call.
A lot of you guys, not even a whole lot of folks. Just go on Google. I don't do that.
No, I
have those things in my head.
Yeah, man. I mean,
all I will tell you about the 1971 World Series was one of the greatest. With Roberto Clemente going down in a plane crash.
I told you it was 71, Pearly.
But he did play in that game. It happened in the All-Star.
Right.
It happened like December. It happened like December. I think if I remember correctly.
You gotta go Google. I don't have to Google.
Now listen, didn't he perish in delivering relief to his native Puerto Rico? I think during a hurricane or something, the plane went down.
El Salvador earthquake.
He was doing one of the greatest humane things to mankind because he looked out for his country and he was in a position and he didn't just send them. He went on board the aircraft. Unfortunately, the plane crashed.
Yeah. He went down.
Commitment. Loyalty and everything else you could ever imagine.
Now, Roberto Clemente was killed before others when the cargo plane in which he was traveling crashes off the coast of Puerto Rico. Clemente was on his way to deliver relief supplies to Nicaragua following a devastating earthquake there a week earlier. All right? So, technically, we were both in the ballpark there, Pearly, but nonetheless.
I said El Salvador, but it was Nicaragua. I know it was Central America, and it was an earthquake.
Now, watch this, Mr. Yankee and sports historian, right? Earl mentioned El Salvador, right? And then he mentioned Nicaragua, right? Well, when you mentioned Nicaragua, one of the most unheralded boxers ever, thanks to Aaron Pryor, didn't get the just dessert he did as one of the greatest boxers of all time. And I'm talking about Alexis Arguello. You remember that?
He was a technician boxer. He was like a scientist of the sport.
Muhammad Ali. I don't know much about boxing, but I could tell you some things about Muhammad Ali.
But there you go. Well, I could tell you about Ali too, man. So I can let you go, Mr. Yankee. Thanks for chiming in. I appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the game tonight. You too, bro. Pearly, but back to Alexis Arguello, man. If it wasn't for Aaron Pryor, Aaron the Hawk Pryor, I think Arguello would have been more legendary than he was. But he was a great tactician. Long arms, pick you to pieces.
I wanted to give you a rusty stop story. My folks used to ship us off every summer. Either we spend one summer in West Palm Beach or the next summer in New York. Always look forward to the New York State because me and my cousin Mark always went to Shea Stadium whenever the Dodgers was in town. Or if they weren't coming in town when I was there, we'd go see that man in the grass that was eat out. And they used to call that a rusty stop spot because then they moved him from first season to play right field and then play first at times.
The spot that he stood on every time and every inning. Every inning in the same spot, Evan. They talk about superstition much?
And they never, you know, they did the ground scoop, but they never, they do everything else, fix the grass, the ground, but never touch that spot right there. And that spot was in Shea Stadium for many years.
All right. Well, I think we got to go to the phone lines now. We got another call. That's a good story there, Pearly. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Hey. Who's this?
How you doing, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Happy?
Hey, listen here. One of the top boxers that we had, too, and you had Carlos Rodon, you remember him?
Uh-huh.
Bob Foster. Nobody could have beat Bob Foster in the light heavyweight. That's why a couple of times he went to the heavyweight to fight, but he got beat. Because, you know, he gave Muhammad Ali a little cut. He went to Joe Frazier beat him because he was just too light.
Yeah.
Joe Frazier
kept coming at you, so he couldn't too strong for him.
Yeah. And then when you Oscar Bonavino, you know?
Bonavino was another tough one.
He was good with, and then you had Jerry Quarry. He was the journeyman.
Jerry Quarry.
And Bob Foster beat the two brothers that night.
But look here, Quarry was a brickhead, man. He had a head like a brick.
15 or 12 rounds.
He was a bleeder, though.
Yeah, he was a guy that would have to fight. He'd have to fight through a lot of cuts.
Didn't he take Ali to the distance?
No, he got stopped.
And another one, I think another one that you got to remember too now, if you want to talk about those Jerry Quarry-like fighters too, Jerry Coetzee was another one too out of South Africa. Another big head dude, big and slow, but boy, he could take a licking.
Yeah. So, like I said, you know, there was some good old days. Them boxers never seduced nobody.
All right. No, I got a text coming in. Naughty, why are you talking? Well, hold on, wait. Don't go nowhere. I want your expertise on this, too. Naughty, how good was Iron Mike and Sugar Ray? Well, I think everybody got their opinion on Iron Mike and the greatness thereof. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But now, Sugar Ray, we could talk Sugar Ray all day. I think Sugar Ray might be the greatest welterweight in the history.
Thomas Hearns.
Duran. Hagler.
Everybody he fights.
Wilfredo Benitez. Donnie Lalonde. And he did well when he came out years later. The only problem is I think he took one fight too many. I sadly had to watch Terry Norris, the late Terry Norris, Lord bless the dead, slowly dismantle Sugar Ray. He was Terry Norris.
I felt every punch. Yeah,
he beat Sugar Ray in retirement, man.
Yeah.
But nonetheless,
it was like Terry didn't want to. Terry, like, I'm going to stop this. I don't want to beat this dude anymore. Oh, I remember that fight. Oh,
and he actually said that on the news afterwards that was my hero. That was my legend growing up. So I really didn't want to continue to punish him.
Then Ali fight here. What's his name?
Trevor Burbick.
Yeah, he was pleading with the thing and stop the fight, man. Stop the fight.
The drama in Bahama?
Yeah, Ali didn't.
He got so much.
It was more like the nightmare in Bahama.
Ali didn't have nothing left, man.
nothing left. He was finished.
That's when they were really taking advantage of Ali, which led to all his post-fight career health issues.
Because he really got hit. I mean, he was getting hit in the head. Did you know nobody never hit Ali in the head?
No. And a lot of times Ali avoided it. People always said the rope-a-dope. That was one of Ali's biggest defenses, not to get hit in the head. Because he used to tuck the head down into the shoulders and into the chest.
Remember when he fight George Foreman? 45 seconds, maybe less than the round, he go on the rope. The rope would dope him.
The rope would dope him. And as soon as he saw Foreman get tired, and he said, that was it. Ali turned it on, and the rest is history.
I'm telling you.
My favorite Ali moment was when he fought Sonny Liston. And Sonny Liston disrespected him about, you don't know my name? He said, my name is Muhammad Ali. He said, you Cassius Clay. Yeah. He said, my name is Muhammad Ali. And every time he punched him in the ring, he said, what's my name? Yeah. What's my name? He beat him to pieces.
That's right.
Good to hear from you. Happy as always, man, and always good points, man. I love the historical aspect you bring to the show, man. Have a good one, man. Enjoy it.
All right.
Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Garden Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Yeah, this is me.
This UA. Earl.
Yeah.
Earl, you see you're making a return to the show now, but this me. Like, we supposed to the
this
show.
This is Scott Boy Sancho.
Don't know me. Hey! What's up, kid? What's happening?
I'm good.
All right. Well, next week, you're back on the clock, buddy. It's the NFL, so we expect to hear you chiming in and bringing your Baltimore Ravens angle. But I'm glad you chimed in today. I know you do all things basketball. You're a big basketball analyst. When you get back on the show, which you are now. Big trade today in Cleveland. What's going on? Donovan Mitchell now a Cleveland Cavalier?
The Cavalier. They traded Markkanen, Colin Sexton, one of their rookies, three unprotected first-round picks, and two pick swaps. And that's 2025, 27, and 29, and 2026, and 2028.
So
five picks, three players, and three of them were unprotected first-round picks.
All right, so Statboy, tell me, who won that trade today? Did the Cavaliers win that trade, or did the Utah Jazz win?
Won that trade. The Utah Jazz are in a rebuild, and the Cavs get another good guard, a superstar guard, to pair with Darius Garland, and the Cavs are a surefire playoff team next year, in my opinion.
But
I think Cleveland win that trade. I think that's an upgrade for Cleveland.
I think Cleveland got better right now, like instantly, like right now.
Yes.
Jazz are building for the future.
But
I think
they got a lot to pick and a lot to move and negotiate with. A lot of chips and a lot of pieces, in form of a draft pick or two here and there. That's a lot of draft picks.
Yep.
That's five. Three, and then they swap in. And then they swap in. So it's only
and then
three
Sexton could score the ball for you. And so could Markkanen.
Didn't they sign him? I think they gave him an extension.
They signed him. It was $72 million and 4 years in a sign and trade.
Sexton, that is.
Yeah.
And then Donovan Mitchell goes to
Cleveland.
And did they extend his contract?
I don't believe so. I don't see that they've extended.
So they've got to negotiate that there then, because you don't want it to be a case where they lose him after a year.
Yeah, they gotta extend him.
Well, keep an eye on that for me, Stat Boy, so we know what's going on. All right.
You know I will.
And now, quick question. And there's rumors circulating to the NFL real quick that and Earl brought this up the other day, and I did some due diligence afterwards. Lamar Jackson seems not to want to sign a contract with the Ravens. Do you think he's trying to play the market and eventually end up in Miami as a possible quarterback for the Dolphins?
And I was thinking of it, and that idea has some validity to it, but I think he just wants to make the most money for any quarterback, any player in the NFL. They offered him $250 million. He wants more than that. He wants Pat Mahomes-type money.
He said they didn't offer him anything yet.
The Ravens. He's banking on himself to have a great year this
he's
year.
He's betting on himself.
All right.
I don't think he's going to Miami. I don't want to go
with Miami.
Well, we got
betting on himself. I agree.
We got some other callers coming in. Statboy, good stuff as always, and we expect to see you Monday ready to go, because guess what's coming? The football season is upon us.
Next Thursday. Next Thursday.
There you go. And listen, I got to tell you, we got a father and son moment this season. We're going to cook on a grill lined by Dolphin jerseys. We're going to do mahi-mahi. I'll tell you about it when I get home. Love you, kiddo.
All right.
Tell Uncle Earl bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everyone.
See you later, kid.
All right.
Good to hear your voice, man.
Later, stop.
See you soon.
You hear that? You hear Lurch from Sling Blade right there, Pearly? How'd that voice turn? Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Garden Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nori, what's up, Nori?
Hey, what's going on, Dave? What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Eric? Going on?
Hey, good, Dave. Hey, good.
What you got for me?
It's all love, well. Hey, Nori.
Now behave yourself. Be talking sports.
No,
sports
man.
On
hey,
on.
Hey, where's my boy, man? It's all good, okay?
All right, so what you got Nori. For me, man?
It's all good, Dave. It's all
the
good, Dave.
The best boxer I ever see in the world, Nori, is Aaron Hawkwire in his prime. The best boxer ever.
You heard, man, when I mentioned the great fights against Alexis Arguello earlier, there were some wars.
I do know that, okay? Listen to me. Aaron Hawkwire beat himself, okay? We all know his problem with drugs, okay? But other than that, what you probably heard.
I said that.
I don't know. I put him in top three. I put him in top 3 pound for pound. I put him in. My love is Muhammad Ali. Pound for pound is the greatest of all time. So I ain't never going to get Ali.
Aaron Fryer was a junior welterweight, right?
Yep, and in the welterweight category, man, I'm telling you, Pryor is definitely a conversation top five in my book, Dave.
Hey, listen to me. Sugar Ray ducked that man for years and years and years. Years. Sugar Ray get lucky, man.
Sugar Ray beat all the good ones. He beat Duran, he beat Hearns, he beat Hager, he beat all of them.
No, Sugar Ray was all-American boy. We know that go, okay? Aaron Pryor was wild, fighting, having fun, right? Another thing, right? Hey, listen to me. I find Earl Thompson is a Dodger fan. Earl.
Yeah, man. Earl is a boo.
Hey, he's second me. He more Dodger than me. But listen to me. No, Nutty. No, Earl. I hope you
know. I owe a little new, so I think I've been there longer.
All right, boss. You're right. Listen to me. I hope. What happened to us last year? What happened to us? Like, we play so good. And when we get the playoff, we get bored, man. You understand?
No, I think the problem was we fought so hard to try to win the division against the Giants. If we had just settled for the wild card and rest and play. So we fought so hard to try to beat the Giants. And then I think we just ran out of gas when time to play Atlanta.
Well,
I honestly believe that.
You realize the Dodgers right now, 50 games above 500. I mean, that's unbelievable, no?
Yep.
All right, listen, we got to get to the pick segment, and we got to get to the break. You two Dodgers together is way too much. My Yankee pinstripes is itching right now. But I appreciate you, Dave. And, Dave, guess what? Whenever you want to call in and talk sports, you know I got you. All right, bro? All right. All right, it's all good. All right, man, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. And right out of the break, Earl, we got our pigskin picks coming up, man, our pro picks coming up. Pigskin is next week. And glad to have Stat Boy back on the show. Big Dave chiming in, too, boy, and talking sports. And we ain't got no problems. I like it. This is a new day for real. My God. Let's go to the break. We'll be back right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Thursday, September 1st edition continues right now. Fully loaded show today, man. Big up to everybody who chimed in the 4 o'clock hour. And thanks to Roscoe Thompson. And Miss Lovely Rackley from Abaco for chiming in and bringing us up to snuff with everything on the ground here. And fire in the sports hour, man. Big up to Pearly and his contributions and everybody chiming in. Good stuff today, man. And, of course, you know, I think all the sports heads are coming back out now because you know it's next week, girl. You know it's football, buddy.
Yeah. But one of my good Atlanta Brave friends sent this voice note.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
don't play it. You can't play it over here.
Atlanta is the Dodgers' kryptonite. I thought we beat Atlanta the year before that.
No, but hold on.
So we 1-1 in playoff like that. Am I correct?
But hold on, though. I mean, as of late, they seem to be your kryptonite.
No. What's our record this year with them? Check it and come back and let me know.
I'll check it. I mean,
they beat us last year. They only saw Scherzer once. They saw him once because he's dead arm. I understand that. I ain't giving a take of their good team. You come light with them, they beat us. We weren't ready. We were ran out of gas, and I go, oh, that's my story, and I stick into it. We are number one or two, everybody want to put a team in, and after I couldn't give us anything else. And so they take advantage of that. You're supposed to do that. And it's up to them. But I can always tell him, like I tell him and my son, two brave fans, thank you for Freddie. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's a low blow. Well,
I got to do that.
I like the Guardians over the Orioles tonight. I like the Rangers against the Red Sox for some strange reason.
You serious?
Yeah, I think they're going to get it home for some reason. It's weird, but I think they are.
The Red Sox let me down. I thought they would have played more consistent baseball.
They're too inconsistent, though. I think the Rangers may get it at home. I like the Braves over the Rockies, and I like the Brewers over the Diamondbacks.
I don't know. I like the Braves over the Rockies. Like the Braves or the Rockies, but the Rockies have really been playing good baseball the last few days, like the last week maybe. They've been playing some good baseball. Like the Braves barely beat them 3-2 last night, but I think the Braves back on track. Because Acuna came back last night, and I think he put one out. So,
all right.
I'd go with you on that.
All right, well, putting one out, I got to put all two of us out because my producers say our time's done. So, for Pearly and for everybody who chimed in and for my producer, y'all have a great Thursday. The rest of it, we'll see you tomorrow for the weekend edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We up out of here. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can't be good at it.